Brad here. No show today, really. We're going to play a clip from a good friend of ours we lost this week. We didn't really lose him. He went to be with the Lord. About 7 o'clock on January the 14th, 2009. We're happy for him. We rejoice that he is with our Savior. But we're sad for us. If you'd like to join us for a call, when we talk about our memories of him and pray for his wife and family, you can check those details out on the forum, mylifeministries.org/forum. You can also hear a lot of preaching from Charlie, from his podcast there, so be sure to check that out. I guess that's about all I had to say before I play the last call from Michigan Charlie that we got. Just like to say, Michigan Charlie, vayas con Dios.
Mr. Brad McFadden.
Well, hello, Michigan Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Faith. How are you?
I'm good. You made me cry.
I've been doing that a lot lately. making a lot of people cry, including myself.
It's good for the soul.
It is. It's good for the soul.
Well, I'll tell you what. You make them cry, we'll make them laugh, and, you know, that's good for them.
There we go. That's what we're all about, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's what Christian friends are for. Whether it be an email from somebody from the board or a card, our church family has just been so gracious to us. Here at church, they have a meals program where they bring meals to people that are in my situation. And it's amazing when you come home from a treatment and somebody shows up 10 minutes later with a hot cooked meal for you. What a relief and joy it is. To me, it just blows me away when I think of all my Christian friends here at the church that are showing God's love. You know, they're not just talking about it. They're showing it, bringing us these meals. And I'll tell you, it's been a long road. It's a long, hard road.
Well, that's a lesson to us all, Charlie. I mean, we all need to think about the people in our community, mm-hmm. people that we're close to, people in our church. And, you know, Jesus said, if you love me, you will feed my sheep. And he's talking about other Christians there. He's talking mm-hmm. about ministering to other Christians and taking food over and taking cards over, and taking flowers over and just going over and just visiting and looking somebody in the eye and touching them on the hand. I wish I could look you in the eye, Michigan Charlie. I said, I wish I could look you in the eye, touch your hand right now.
Brother, you are. You are.
And give you a big hug.
Thank you. I can use it. You know, it's just such a stressful time in our lives. But you know, Brad, I've always been praying for the salvation of my grandchildren. The Lord has answered so many prayers this last 3 months.
Oh, that's great.
My grandson, Jamie Jr., at Pioneer Clubs this last month, accepted the Lord as his Savior.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, and rejoicing in heaven. And the best part about it is his mom and dad were having some problems, and they were pretty serious problems. And Junior walked up to his dad and says, Dad, you know, Jesus can take care of all these problems for us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he
can. Out of the mouth of babes.
Yeah.
And, so now, Wendy and Jamie Sr. are in counseling at a Christian church, at a good Bible-believing church. Junior is giving the impetus to, or the impetus to help them out. And, I mean, it's just such a glorious thing. And you know, God is such a great God. We serve such an awesome Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
You know, I go to chemo and I look at some of these people that are there and you try to talk to them and the bitterness and anger that they feel and it's like, how can you be so bitter? Why can't you just accept what the Lord has to offer us? Then you wouldn't worry about the outcome of this, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a win-win situation as Christians, you know?
It's true.
Yeah. Some of these people, they don't want to have nothing to do with it. Some of the medical people that you deal with, they just don't understand my thinking. Just keep working on them, but we'll plant the seed and the Lord will carry the fruit.
That's right.
That's true.
It's so great. And to know it's what our country country is going through right now. It just blows me away. I hope to try to get a podcast put together. I've been working on something here now, and I kind of got it all worked out in my head and on paper. I just wait for another good day where I can sit down and actually do it.
That'll be great. We'll be looking forward to that.
You know, Brad, with everything that's gone on in our nation the last 2.5 years, we need a time of healing, and it's got to be Christians that can do this. I was reading that posting on the Proposition 8 there in California. I mean, it's just so hard to understand why people do the things we do. It just baffles me, you know?
Yeah.
We just got to keep on keeping on, you know?
Yes, sir. We got to persevere to the end, right?
That's right. As James tells us, that all trials will give us strength and perseverance shall give us conviction for the Lord. You know, it's so true. I mean, we face so many trials. The trials that we face today are so minuscule compared to what the eternity is going to be like with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's right.
You know, I think that's probably the one thing that gets me through this all the most, is knowing that no matter what, I'm going to one day be in glory land, and I'll have a perfect body. I've never had a perfect body.
Amen.
I'll be walking with the Lord. I'll be worshiping the Lord, singing praises and glory. The one thing is, yes, it's kind of selfish, because for me it'll be a blink of an eye and my family will be there with me. And it's them that's left behind, but it's a win-win situation.
Yep, it's true. Mm-hmm.
We have so many things that we have to do. And one of the things that I'm so grateful for is the growth that we're experiencing at our church. We're the Pioneer Clubs, which is something similar to Awana or something like that. Last year there was 169 kids or something. This year there's 198 kids.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and to me, when you have 198 kids that are coming every Wednesday faithfully, and you know they're going home and spreading the word to their parents, and their parents are coming to see what we're all about, and see what this church is all about, and what the Word of God is about, and to see these people coming, so many people are just so lost in just growing, you know. It's good to see the Lord working and keeping His protective umbrella over our church, giving us good leaders, pastors, deacons, elders, the whole convey, plus all the people needed to do this. I mean, there's a lot of people that go into Pioneer Clubs on Wednesday night. The kids come there, they have an hour and a half of good Christian fun. And the thing that it gets me is it's showing them that, yeah, loving the Lord doesn't mean you have to just be beaten on your Bible, you know?
Right.
And so it's great. It's great. So.
Well, thank you, Michigan Charlie, for sharing a little time with us here.
Well, thank you for calling.
No problem. We love you.
Love you. Brother.
All right. Bye-bye. God bless you too, Michigan Charlie.